And so, yes, welcome everybody to Living Beyond Limits and our service in the park. And if you're joining us online today, we welcome you also. I'm Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living, and I'm so glad that you are here today to join us for this service. So we're going to actually begin this service. I'm going to read our mission statement, and if you know it, I invite you to say it along with me. It says, "We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God in their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we become a beneficial presence in the world, and we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world." So you know that is exactly what we are up to here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are giving ourselves the opportunity through being here to discover and remember and step back into that place within us that knows that it is one with that divine presence, that knows that it is an out-picturing of that divine presence. That part of us that is the I am of our own beingness, that is our own spirit, that expresses as our own love. And you know that what happens is as we discover that presence within us, that is within us and all around us, that fills our life and fills every moment and every situation, then we have access to all of those qualities of the spirit. Then we have access to peace and love and wisdom and our authentic power and the truth of our own wholeness. We don't need the world to reflect to us that that's who we are. We have discovered that within us. And so as we have discovered that within us, we can bring it into the world. And as we do that, we are a beneficial presence to ourselves and to those around us. And so I say thank you to every one of you for answering the call of your own heart and your own spirit to be walking this path and to be being a beneficial presence for humanity. And so Barbara Conant is our practitioner. I'm going to invite her up here right now. She is going to lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit and do a contemplative reading for us. And so I invite you in the interim to just kind of begin to settle into yourself. We will sing or listen to the words of "We Are" by Denise Rozier, and that will take you into that place of silence. So I invite you just to kind of settle in. I focus my thoughts within and notice a light and move my attention there. It is the presence within that expands and grows and fills my vision with itself. And as I recognize my true self, I know this presence is the one life that is everywhere present in all things, and is here today as Living Beyond Limits. Looking through the eyes of the presence, I see love expressing itself everywhere, in people, and in all the activities each one of us participates in during the day. Love, the energy of life, which is patient and kind, that opens our hearts to a greater loving presence in life and in the world. And recognizing love is here right now, It blesses the activities of today as we celebrate the good in ourselves and in each other. I bless Reverend Jennifer, for her talk opens us to new ways of looking at life. And we take with us exactly what we need from her talk to live in love and joy. I bless everyone here today and all people, and know good is unfolding, renewing our faith and love in each other and in the world. And so it is. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
My reading today is from 365 Science of Mind by Ernest Holmes. It's entitled, The Divine Presence Within Me is My Authority. And it goes like this. The divine presence within each of us is both the center and circumference of our being. It is the infinite presence that inhabits eternity and finds a dwelling place in our own consciousness. We recognize it as the only authority there is. We know we are one with it and in it, for there is no separation from it. Our own consciousness is the very depth and height of its being and is one with all that is. There is an infinite self-knowingness, which we call the Spirit. It is ruled by law and impelled by love. Each of us is an individual center in it. We are rooted in the One, which produces limitless variety. Therefore, God is uniquely individual and uniquely personal to each of us. Let us keep our thoughts turned to the divine presence within and within one another, deeply desiring that we become more aware of the love we have for one another and the world. May our consciousness be open to a deeper understanding of life. In the beauty and quiet of this moment, I commune with the divine presence. The certainty of love and friendship flows into my consciousness, and I feel a deep peace. I give thanks for my increasingly beautiful life, and so it is.
Lovely, thank you. Where's that from?
365 Science of Mind.
Nice, very nice. And so at Living Beyond Limits, one of our big focuses is about discovering our own divine nature and discovering who we are so that in turn we become a beneficial presence in this world. It is one of my absolutely favorite things to talk about as a minister because I think it is the thing that changes the world. I think it is the thing that heals the divides and that makes life better for us individually as well as for humanity collectively. And because we are primarily spiritual beings, we actually have a need to discover and to feel and to experience and to express our own spirit. And the more we wake up to our spirit, the more that we feel it, the greater that desire becomes to express that in the world. Because really, it feels like, to me, there is nothing more satisfying than when we are actually coming from our spirit. When we are speaking or acting or living from our spirit, it feels so deeply fulfilling and right. So there is a Chinese proverb that says, when the eye is not blocked, the result is vision. When the mind is not blocked, the result is wisdom. And when the spirit is not blocked, the result is love. And you know that Jesus said, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Well, the truth is that God is love. And the truth is that God is inside of you. Therefore, love is inside of you all the time. And that love is the very personification of that divine presence. Love is a divine energy that begins in God and has no end. And love is really the only ingredient that you need to discover your own divine self. Yourself with a capital S. And as human beings, we long to live with love and to live in love and to give and receive love and share love. It feels so good. And we also love to feel connected, connected to each other, connected to those that we care about, and connected actually to that larger family of humanity. In fact, isn't that exactly why we're here in the park, really, instead of home watching this on a video? Because we love to experience that connection that we have with each other. It feels so good. And I think during COVID, I think we all have discovered how important that connectedness is and feeling connected to each other. I know that I heard a story last November that was about this person who was having company over back east in the cold. It was November, and how much we like to be together, that they were going to have dinner in their backyard, and everybody was given an electric blanket. So everybody could wrap up in that blanket while they ate dinner, because that was before the vaccine, and that's when we were only spending time outside, so they could still be together. And I know that I have neighbors down the street from me, a couple of them who have set up tables in their front yards. And they have friends and people over all the time, and they're out there spending time together to feel that connection with each other. And I know I spent many days during the winter and since then sitting on people's patios so that we could actually be together. And yes, some of that time was with a jacket on, wrapped in a blanket with the fire going because it was cold outside. But that connection is so important to us, to feel connected. Like I said, and that's why we're here with each other. When we feel connected and when we are experiencing that love that's inside of us, it makes us somehow feel like we are just in the flow of life and things just feel right. It's kind of like we have this sense of all is right with the world when I am connected to these people and I'm in that own experience of my own love. And yet, as you know, we don't always come from love and we don't always feel connected. And I think there are basically really three reasons why we don't feel connected and don't experience the love that lives inside of us all the time. And that first one is because of our harsh and critical judgments. Judgments of ourselves and judgments of other people makes us not feel connected to those people. And it cuts us off from that love that is our own essential nature. That harsh criticism, when we are in that, we can't see beyond the surface. We can't see beyond the surface of our own mistakes. We can't see beyond the surface of whatever it is that person has done. We can't see our own or another person's innocence when we are in that harsh criticism. We can't see our own beauty or our own goodness. We can't experience our own spirit, which is that divine presence in expression. And I know when I look at my life, that is certainly the truth for me. Prior to walking this spiritual path, and I was doing therapy at the same time when I started this path, I was so judgmental of everybody. I was probably raised in the most judgmental house in the world and would learn that really well. So I judged everyone that I saw. And I did not experience love, and I did not experience connection. But since I've been walking this path and doing my inner work and have really discovered my own goodness and have discovered my own spirit and my own wholeness, that now I come to the world so differently. I come to the world with a sense of generosity and a sense of already being connected to everyone. And I come to the world very often with such a loving heart. That doesn't mean that I don't ever judge, but it certainly is a totally different 180-degree turn from where I used to be in my life. And it feels so much better. Ernest Holmes said in his statement about what we believe that spirit is embodied in everyone, and that we are all embodiments of the one spirit. We are each embodiments of that divine presence, that which the scientists call pure energy, and which the philosophers call infinite intelligence, what theologies call God, or the Tao, or Yahweh, or spirit, or love. In Hinduism, it is said that Brahman is Atman, and Atman is Brahman. The source, the one, consciousness itself, God, is the soul, or the true self, or our own essence. And I was reading on a website called worldreligionsprofessor.com. He was explaining that Brahman is Atman and Atman is Brahman. He says it basically means that in our deepest selves, we are divine. All living things are divine in their deepest selves. Now, that divine self may be hidden or covered over by hatred, envy, fear, or other negative things, but it is there nonetheless, and it is our true and eternal selves. In John 4:8, it says, God is love. And it goes on to say that when we live in love, the divine lives in us. When we live in love, we experience the divine of our own nature. We experience our true nature. And the second thing that keeps us from feeling connected to people and that keeps us from experiencing the love that lives inside of us is seeing people as other. You know, those people are from that other political persuasion, or that other sexual orientation, or that other ethnicity, or that other group that believes differently about being vaccinated than you do. That person that has a different opinion than yours, we see as other. And when we see people as other, it keeps them outside. We place them outside of our energy of love and care and compassion. But you know, we all have differences. In fact, do you know the difference between the people of Dubai and the people of Abu Dhabi? No? The people of Dubai do not like the Flintstones. But the people of Abu Dhabi do. Abu Dhabi do. Otherness erects a wall between us and the other person. Otherness closes us off from the experience of love that is always inside of us. It closes us off from experiencing our own spiritual nature. It closes us off from experiencing oneness and from living in the experience of the truth of oneness. Did you see recently online the picture of an orangutan and a geologist in Indonesia? And if you haven't seen it, the geologist has fallen into this mud pool and he's like a little more than waist deep. And there's an orangutan with his big long arms standing at the edge of the pool, reaching his hand out to help the geologist out of the mud pool. Wow. And it's fabulous. And we love seeing that kind of thing because it reminds us and it speaks to our hearts of our interconnectedness. It speaks to our hearts of brotherhood. It speaks to our heart of caring and reaching out and how important that is. But ultimately, it speaks to our heart of love and tells us, regardless of what it is, love is the answer. And so this week, Colleen, my partner, took her dad to a doctor appointment. And she pulls up out front of the office building in the loading zone to help him get out of the car. And he's 94, so he moves rather slowly. And so she gets out of her car and goes to the trunk and opens it to get the wheelchair out that he uses only when he goes places like that. And as she does that, the woman in the loading zone in front of her in another car gets out and says, "Excuse me, I think you dropped something." And sure enough, her wallet is laying behind the left back wheel of the car. So how grateful is she? So she gets her wallet and she goes and she helps her dad get out of the car and pushes into the building and then comes back out so that she can move the car into the parking place. And here's another daughter who is pulled up to the curb in the loading zone, and her mother is trying to negotiate getting down the curb to get into the car, and she's having a hard time. So Colleen goes over and asks her if she can help her, and in the meantime, the delivery truck pulls up and starts honking at them to move.
Oh, jeez.
And so Colleen helps the lady into her car, and the lady gets in, and the daughter says, "Don't worry, Mom, don't rush, this, it's all okay," and the mom gets in, and then all three of these people pull away at the same time. And she talked about how beautiful it was. That's what happens when we're coming from our spirit. But when you're the delivery driver and you're in a rush and you have an agenda and you have something else going on, we don't always live from that place of connection and oneness. But when we do, those are the kind of things that happen. And that's the place really that we long to live from. We long to live from our spirit and from our heart and from the love that we are. And the third and the last thing that keeps us from experiencing our own love, keeps us from experiencing who we really are, is that we've fallen asleep to who we really are. We've fallen asleep to what we are. And we all do that at times. We've fallen asleep to the fact that we are the expression of love and of light. We have forgotten that we are the divine expressing itself here in these human suits. We have forgotten that we are the goodness of God and the wholeness of God. We have forgotten that we are beauty and joy and authentic power and love. I don't know if you've heard this story. There's a story about a man. He was a good man, and he went to heaven, and he knocks at the gates of heaven, and God says, "Who is it?" And he says, "Who's there?" And he says, "I am." And he says, "Go away." And so the man goes away, and he goes and he meditates. He doesn't understand why he hasn't gotten in, and he has in meditation a sense of "I am," you know, a sense of his own self. And so he goes back again, and he knocks on the gates of heaven, and God says, "Who's there?" And he says, "I am." And God says, "Go away." So he goes away and he meditates some more and comes back for the third time and he knocks on heaven's gates and God says, "Who's there?" And he says, "You are." And the gates of heaven open. You are. You are God in form. You are love in form. You are that divine presence here in your own little human suit. Living in God. Living with God, God living through you and as you. When we know who and what we are, our motivation is different. The lens through which we look at life is different. The way that we experience life is different. When we discover our own divine nature and live from that awareness, we come to the world with love. We come to the world with kindness and generosity and open arms and open hands reaching out like the orangutan did. We come from the perspective of the value of other people, regardless of who they are. And from there, we create a better world. And so my invitation to you this week is to do something that enables you to feel connected to your God. To do something that enables you to feel connected to your spirit, to yourself, with a capital S. Do something that helps you live in alignment with who you are below the surface. Something that helps you discover and live in alignment with who you are behind this physical body. Sing, pray, dance, spend some time in nature, watch a sunrise, read something inspiring, meditate, come to church, love someone. And then I have a little practice that you can do also, that as you walk through your front door, in or out, just pause and to say to yourself, it is not me who lives. It is the life of God that is me that lives. And so will you say that after me? It is not me who lives. It is not me who lives. It is the life of God that is me that lives. It is the life of God that is me that lives. Remind yourself of what you are. It will change the way you see the world. Remind yourself of who you are and whose you are and what you are doing here on planet Earth. And as a result of that, you'll be living a life that feels deeply satisfying, where you feel connected to your spirit and connected to that divine presence and connected to this family of humanity. And you'll be giving expression to your own divine nature. And so blessings to each and every single one of you in walking this spiritual path, in discovering your own spirit and feeling it and living from it and being a beneficial presence here on Earth. Blessings to each of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so I begin simply by recognizing that there is only one infinite presence, and that that infinite presence is a presence of love and a presence of peace. It is the truth of wholeness. It is life itself, and it is everywhere present. It is in and through and around everything. I see it in the trees and in the birds. I see it in my own heart. I see it in my fellow human beings. I see that presence everywhere I look, for the divine permeates all things, gives way to itself in all things, and expresses itself as all things. For the divine is everywhere I look, and everywhere I don't look. And so I know that we are each incarnations of that most high presence, incarnations of love itself, incarnations of wisdom and truth and oneness and connectedness. For we are each part of the whole, a piece of the pie. Here, living this human life as expressions of the divine one, expressions of love. And so today, as we move into our world, we see through the eyes of our heart, and we see through the eyes of our own spirit and our own divine nature. And as we do that, we naturally come to the world with love. We naturally come to the world with care and kindness and compassion and generosity. And so not only is this the truth about us, but I know that this is the truth about every single person in this world, that we are each incarnations of that presence. And so I speak this word right now, claiming and knowing that that presence is alive and awake in each and every single person. that that presence leads each person's hearts into a path of good, into a path of collective good. For we have all come here together for a purpose on this earth. And that presence is unfolding through us as that purpose. And so I know that healing is happening. Healing of divides, healing of hearts, healing of lives, healing of pocketbooks, healing of self-perceptions. For the divine is here and active. And so I release this prayer into the creative law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself simply because we have put our attention on it. We have created an opening for that good to unfold. And so I release this word in faith and conviction and in gratitude. And I join you, I invite you to join me in saying, and so it is. And so our practitioner Barbara is going to come lead us in a affirmation that's on your handout.
And if you join me, today I remind myself of who I am and why I am here. Coming from my spirit, I come to the world with love and the perspective of oneness. From here, I create a better world. And so it is.
It's so fun to get to talk about this. And so it is now time for our offering. So if you brought an offering today, I invite you to bring it forward and place it in this basket. If you are continuing to support us online, I thank you for your continued support of Living Beyond Limits. And so I invite you to join me in a blessing of this offering. And so it is with a grateful and full heart that I bless this offering, that I bless this community, that we send a blessing out into this world. And for that, I am grateful. And I say, and so it is. So I have a couple of announcements for you. One is that we have an upcoming class that starts this week. If you still would like to sign up, I brought workbooks today to hand out. You can do that. It's going to be an 8-week class held on Tuesday evenings from 7 to 8:30 or 9 on Zoom. Talk to me if you want to. There's a book that's called Treat Yourself to Life by Raymond Charles Barker that is the book that we'll be using for the class. So if you are signed up for the class and you want your workbook, Barbara has the workbooks. And if you want to haven't ordered the book, she told me she actually has an extra book. Okay, here's the big news. We are going to start meeting indoors on October 24th at Skylinks. They have a beautiful room that we're going to be able to use with a patio, so we will be masked while we are indoors. We're going to get to have musicians and have a service like we used to have, and then we can have coffee on the patio afterwards and take our masks off and be together in community, both indoors and outdoors. So put that on your calendar, March 24th. I was thinking October. October 24th, I don't know where March came from. I was thinking, too, David was very sweet in our praying today, giving this park so much thanks for supporting us. And I'm thinking maybe the last day in the park we'll do some ceremony around that, around gratitude for being supported by life itself and by this park. So to let you know, too, I think you all know we have prayer support. Practitioners are happy to pray with you after church. If you have a prayer request, if you will give it to Barbara Conant, she will send it to the practitioners, and we will support you during the week. And if you are not on our email list and would like to be, to get notice of things that are going on, would you please write your email address on this little piece of paper or tear something off and hand it to Ray Bunch, and he will get you on that email list. And that's it for my invitations. Know that you are loved and that we are so happy that you are here and part of this family. And we will see you here next week.